Farming Ag Report for Monday, August 1st, 2022. U.S. farmers paid fractionally more in June than in May. The USDA says the index of prices received by farmers was up 0.2% on the month, with gains in corn, soybean, hogs, and oranges mostly canceling out losses in wheat, milk, broilers, and strawberries. The index of prices paid was 0.4% higher on increased costs for feeder cattle, gasoline, diesel, and other services against decreases in feeders, pigs, mixed fertilizer, potash, phosphate, and complete feeds. Year to year, the index of prices received is 26% higher, and the index of prices paid is up 13%, with both influenced by improvements in general ag economy and rising inflation. U.S. meat export sales have been up for 2 weeks in a row. The USDA says both beef and pork saw modest week-to-week increases during the week ending July 21st, continuing to bounce off the recent lows, with South Korea leading the way on beef and Mexico topping the list for pork. Old crop corn export sales were up on the week thanks to Mexico, while old crop soybeans were a net reduction following cancellations by unknown destinations and China. U.S. export sales are driven by several factors, including trade in the U.S. dollar against other currencies. Wheat came out at 412,000 tons, down 19% from the week ending July 14th and 29% from the four-week average. Corn was reported at 150,300 tons, up sharply from both the previous week and the four-week average. Net beef sales totaled 25,300 tons, a jump of 6% from the week before and 66% from the four-week average.
No matter what your level of hearing loss or speech disability, Wyoming Relay can help. Wyoming Relay is a free service that offers telephone services and specialized equipment so you can call anyone, anytime, anywhere. Wyoming Relay provides telephone access for people with hearing loss and access for people with speech disabilities. Most services are available for Spanish language callers too. Wyoming Relay, a call anyone can make. Go to WyomingRelay.com, another smart resource from Wyoming Workforce Services.
The University of Wyoming's Sheridan Research and Extension Center, agency partners and local producers, will host a field day August 10th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., focused on soil health, cover crops, and grazing on irrigated forages. To learn more about the event, go to sccdwy.org. The Wyoming Agricultural Experiment Station also will be hosting an open house and field day on August 10th, 3 to 7 p.m. at the James C. Hageman Sustainable Agricultural Research and Extension Center near Lingle. For more information, call 307-837-2000.